Joining us now is Frank Ferriker. He is a Democrat, and we love having him on because of that, but also because he's an original thinker, former head of the Greenwich Democratic Town Committee, former chairman of the board of directors for the state lottery, and a delightful guy. Frank, welcome back to WTIC.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for not scheduling the Red Sox doubleheader this week.
Well, you know, I tried, but I can't always get you preempted.
Okay. You work hard at it, but not this time. You got me now.
No, I'm really excited that you're here because I assume that you can articulate the left-wing position for why people with superior athletic power and muscle and height and size should be allowed to compete against those who are biologically not as strong. And I'm addressing, of course, this transgender story and the girls who are suing to be able to compete against people of their own gender. And the way I see this is Democrats denying science, that science is that if you have a body built on testosterone, that you've got different abilities that are superior. And why would you pretend that's not the case? So explain why I'm wrong on that.
Well, first of all, I don't think that science says that bodies are built on testosterone. Everybody is different in every imaginable way. If we were all the same, it wouldn't even be a starter. We've got boys who are small and weak, and we've got girls who are strong and fast. And there's no question that we are all very, very much different, in my opinion, than we are to each other. And that's the way God obviously intended it. And I think that extends all the way around to the margins. I think that if somebody believes that's who they are, and there's enough belief in their in themselves that is the person who they are, they should be that person. I don't think that any of us should stop them from doing that, and that includes playing sports,
even if it gets into a dangerous situation.
How would it be a dangerous situation? Are you talking about playing football? We don't let girls play football, you know.
Well, but you know, a hypothetical, if girls had a team like a tackle football team and a trans athlete wanted to play, wouldn't you be concerned? In boxing, I've read stories about transgender women going in and absolutely shocking the women boxers with their strength. And even though they're delineated by weight, you're going to have a guy who's got much more muscle mass, even weighing in at the same weight as a female.
But it strikes me as a Republican argument in many respects. Why are you stopping people from doing what it is that they have the capability to do? Constantly in a sport like boxing or a sport mm-hmm. like football or a sport like basketball, a man playing in a man's game will come in and will shock the heck out of everybody else for the abilities that they have. But we don't stop them from competing because they have five times the testosterone that the next guy has.
Well, I think as a conservative, I just look to make rational policy, and I believe in liberty, but I also believe in organizational decisions that are reasonable, fair, and rational. We know that. I think you would agree that if we're going to have a random bet, or if we're going to have a specific bet that we'd randomly select off of the street 100 men and 100 women and mm-hmm. have a series of boxing matches, that you would put your money on the random men, despite what you said about all the physical differences and how many variations there are in the human species. We know that men are bigger and stronger and more powerful. That's a fact.
I would agree with that.
In the mean. So if you wouldn't put your money on the women in that bet, why mm-hmm. would you say that high school girls should have to compete against biological men?
But why is there the focus? Let's just put it this way. You're focusing on one or two transgenders, of people who have exceptional abilities. And nobody's focusing on the numerous transgender individuals who don't carry that. Why is it that we're going to the elite of the top of the top level and making a judgment all the way across?
I don't think that's what we're doing. I think we're just saying that we've always differentiated people based on gender because we know that's a huge difference. And what you're proposing is that we have to restructure the system, I think. We'll take more calls in a couple of minutes, finishing up with Frank Farriker. So I want to give you a chance to respond to where I left you going into that report, okay. Frank.
Yep. No, I think that we're one of the hardest things that we're doing in society right now is we're moving past a lot of binary choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder, and science tells us things that we didn't know previously, and it is much more comfortable, and it is much more pleasant and much more satisfying to stick with a male-female gender model. It does. I get it. I understand it myself.
But are we...
And girl,
I don't know if that's what we're doing, Frank. I don't know if that's what we're doing. If we are going to do the fair thing here, then we would say... The biological men who happen to be identifying in a different way should still be competing against girls on the field because that's where their bodies belong. That's a fair matchup. Isn't that obviously much more fair than putting them in with girls?
Well, where does it end? I mean, where does it begin? Where's the determination that now this person who identifies as female's athletic abilities are now eclipsing those of born biological females? When does that point come? Who decides?
We've never measured that. We've never cared. We've always let the norms,
right.
Knowing that there is a basic unfairness in the physical outcomes for how women grow in strength and speed and power compared to men, mm-hmm. that you have to separate them in any physical sport or almost any physical sport. So we've always followed that rule. If we were, you know, I look for tests like this. So if we were to, if it became a common thing that people were switching genders, then we would look for a fair way of dealing with the fact that we were delivering an unfairness to one side and not to the other. So the NCAA, for example, deals with this by saying that any woman going over to be a man has to not be taking hormones. No, the woman has to stay.
Take more estrogen.
Now I'm not even sure how to say it, but I think everybody gets what I'm trying to say, that they actually work with the requirement that one group take the estrogen, yeah, you're right, to compete against women, and the other group not take testosterone, or I just screwed that up. I can't say I'm sorry, it's too confusing. But what they do require is that there be a match of hormones so that there can be some semblance of competitiveness between the genders. Seems like a reasonable solution.
I absolutely understand the sentiment, but what I think, in my opinion, is that we should and do let people in our society decide who it is that they want to be. And there are never going to be perfect outcomes in all those things, except for the fact that by denying them those rights, that's the imperfect outcome to me. And I think there will always be a circumstance that falls through the cracks, like a transgendered person who will eclipse a girl in sports. And I feel for all of them, but I think to do the right thing is the proper thing.
Well, I believe in doing the right thing, too. I just don't think that means succumbing to an overly simplistic decision that denies the physical realities. But I appreciate you articulating the other side so that people can hear it. Because,
to the best of my ability.
Well, you did a good job. As always, Frank, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Frank Farriker. He's a Democrat, joins us every week, former head of the Democratic Town Committee in Greenwich, and also the former chairman of the board of the state lottery.